I respect Professor George Ayite in terms of his context around the issues of African politics and the development of African democracy. By and large, our cultural values are very patriarchy. And in as much, there is no space of dialogue, there's no space of consultation, everything is imposed on people. And to remove that kind of a space is the ability to develop a new culture of trying to take every other sector of the community as very fundamental in the development of that nation. But what also is very critical is that to change that culture, it has to be a notion to which do we have an informed community. Are we giving out information to the community to understand who they are, what they stand for, and what is the meaning of the things that are happening around them, and what kind of alternatives do we have around that? Yes, it might take time, but we have seen the beauty of multi-party democracies in South Africa, we have seen it in Ghana, we have seen it in Senegal, we saw it in Liberia, and all these examples are examples of people who are thriving to make a difference within their own context. For us as Zimbabwe, it might take us a little bit of time, but already we are seeing indications in terms of the people's sentiments. When they say no, they actually mean no,